Hello and welcome to the Veterans Ascend Weekly Podcast. Today we are honored to speak with retired Army Colonel Rob Campbell. Rob is now a public speaker, author, and executive director of Vet to CEO. He has over 27 years experience leading organizations ranging in size from 24 to 5,000. As a commander of a 5,000 person infantry brigade, his team, number one of 34 brigades, achieved Army leading results in personnel performance, soldier retention, promotion selection rates, and other leadership accomplishments. Rob's core purpose, to make a difference in the lives of others through optimistic leadership. He fulfills this through consulting, coaching, and public speaking. He believes that by connecting with and leading people in very personal ways, organizations will soar. It's personal, not personnel. We are privileged to hear about Rob's transition from the Army, his journey to start and be part of Vet to CEO, what that program is all about, and his books on leadership and transition, along with his advice and insight to other veterans. Rob, thank you so much for your time today. Please tell us about your transition from the Army, the journey to find a civilian career, which ultimately led you to Vet to CEO.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. Great to be with you. What a great program you've got here. So I transitioned out in 2016, late summer of 2016. The Army's path and my path started to diverge for the first time. Long story behind that, but you know, the wife and I made the call to make the transition. We're excited about it. So we headed to, we picked geography over job, right? Wanted to move to a place that we knew we loved, came to the coast of North Carolina, bought a house, settled down, and I didn't have a job yet. Of course, I was fortunate with a pension, so the bottom wasn't gonna fall out, but I needed to be near a big city and a military base just in case, you know, I needed to go find work. And so I made the decision as I you know, got my retirement approved. I started looking into corporate America. I was moving down that road, started to network very heavy. I knew I could get in and lead an organization. Didn't have an industry in mind. I was an infantry officer, right? And so, but I knew I could lead. I knew what my core purpose was, like you stated at the beginning there. But then I got, you know, I talked to a few friends, and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna put the brakes on, pump the brakes a little bit, take some time off. And just reflect on 27 hard years, met wonderful years of serving, and just kind of, you know, paced my way into the next thing. So my wife taught school for a year to help us in the transition, and I've always had a passion for writing, and I was talking to one guy one day who wrote a book in 100 days, and I was like, wait a minute, I've been surrounded by terrorists, I could do that. It was a challenge, right? So I decided to kind of capture my thoughts on leadership and put it in a book. And while I was doing it, I was like, you know, I could teach and coach and consult off of this. So I started an LLC and started doing consulting and coaching in various businesses around Wilmington and some other places. And it's going well. It took a while. You know, it was a startup and it was just me. And, you know, I started in spring of 17, didn't have my first paying client until January of 18. It took that long. Got that going. As years went by, now that's, you know, starting to pick up steam a bit, I got more back into the veteran space. For a variety of reasons, for me, it was healthy to reconnect with a tribe. Not that I needed to be at the PX at Fort Bragg hanging out with soldiers again, but just those that I had served with and others like me, to have those kind of conversations and reconnect, it was healing. But then struggling with my own transition, I took a job or two out there and it just didn't work out. You know, I was part of that 68% that leave their first job. I got in, I was just, you know, disenfranchised, and you know, the romance wore off pretty quick. Left a few jobs and then got back on my leadership stuff. But then I kind of got back into the veteran space, and I was wanting to help businesses be more veteran ready versus just veteran friendly. And I gave a speech on that. Bumped into John Panichel, who founded Vet to CEO, him and Mike Horn. And we got to talking about the transition and entrepreneurship and got a lot of ideas that were in sync. And John wanted to bring me on as executive director to kind of help modernize the program and expand it and go into some new things. So that's been the journey. It's been up and down. I just wrote about that in my second book, At Ease, A Senior Service Member's Guide to an Authentic Transition, which will be out in spring. So that's the short of Rob Campbell's transition.
That's great, Rob. And you brought up a couple of points. I think, you know, you're not alone in the transition struggle of figuring out where your purpose is as a civilian. I think that's one of the biggest struggles that veterans face as they transition out of something much, much bigger than life almost. And figuring out where you're going. And it's great that you're projecting that and that leadership and helping pay forward. So talk about the mission of Vet to CEO, the core program, and the outcomes that the mission is there for.
Sure. Vet to CEO is a nonprofit 501c3 founded by Mike Horn and John Panichone back in about 6 years ago. At its core, it's a veteran entrepreneurship program. It's about entrepreneurship. John and Mike have got skin in the game. And I think that's what makes us unique is that a lot of these veteran accelerator programs out there, entrepreneurship programs, are run by people with not a lot of experience in entrepreneurship. John and Mike have rich experience. And so it's a 7-week course done virtually, so you can take it wherever you are. And there are some self-paced modules as well that are programmed in there. And we take you from the very start of what is entrepreneurship, walk you through, a business plan all the way through the end where you graduate. So that's what it is at its core. It's open to veterans. You've got to be, have served in the military. You can be active. You can be in your transition. You can be on the outside. That's the gateway to get in. It's free for service members and veterans. And what we do is we take, language that is familiar to the military, like the 5-paragraph field order, and we apply that to starting a business. John and Mike kind of take the veteran to a journey of, figuring out what your business plan is going to be, and then finance and legal and all the things that are important in a business, and sharing those things. And we gather in those live sessions in those chat rooms. We bring in, we've got about 90 speakers in our network that come in and talk about things from their own entrepreneurship journey, franchising, legal issues, things like that are all very beneficial to the veterans. And so we bring them through that course. They get armed with, some new body armor, if you will, to venture into entrepreneurship. And what we really want to take it forward is, kind of getting them connected with a mentor. So as they finish the course, their journey continues. They've got somebody to reach back to. But we build out our network with the folks that come in there. So really, at its core, it's a mission is to, help veterans really see the power of entrepreneurship and understand that they are well equipped to do it, but to expose them to this new language and help them overcome some of the obstacles that veterans face when deciding to be an entrepreneur. And then exposing them to the different paths of entrepreneurship, because there's this notion that entrepreneurship is the startup, right? It's the individual sitting in a garage on a cardboard box with a great idea. Next thing you know, he's a millionaire. And that is rarely the case. So we show them the alternate paths, franchise, owner finance, business, lots of different things you can do, maybe just getting a job, but pursuing that vision that you have of the startup. And that's what we do in the program.
That's awesome. So a couple of things. I think it's one of the last reports I read is about 35% of veterans or service members transitioning out will look to start their own business. So is it, I'll ask a side question just out of my own curiosity. If somebody is just thinking of going down that path, is this a good program for them to just even get through and say, wow, no, this isn't for me. If I got to go through all this, I'm not an entrepreneur. Is it a program for someone like that?
It is, yeah. We invest a lot of time. In fact, we're revamping the very beginning portions of the course to really open their eyes up to what is entrepreneurship and am I the right fit and what is a startup and what do I do with this neat idea and how can I leverage my strengths and my experience coming out of service. So we do that in the very early stages. We certainly promote entrepreneurship. We want them to enjoy the freedom that they fought to protect, because a lot of the veterans surrender that out the gates. They just go to work for somebody and they wind up in the wrong job and they're miserable.
Right.
So yeah, it'll help somebody determine whether they're there. And then we take their ideas. Okay, that's a great idea. Let me connect you with somebody that's, 2 years ahead of you on that same idea and let you two start bonding and then, leverage our expertise to do that. It's free, right? So they, you know, it's not like that you're making a huge investment to get in this. So if there's a little bit of doubt, it's, you know, you could still jump in and give it a shot. We've had people take the course a couple times because they went through it. Maybe they stalled a bit or had a job or something else came up and they came back to get kind of re-blued. And we pride ourselves in updating the course and modernizing things and bringing in new speakers each time. So we do get a lot of repeat offenders.
So is there, you said it, obviously it's free and you said all veterans and service members, are there other eligibility requirements for the program or is there a selection process? How does a veteran get into the program? And then tell us also how our listeners can get involved in supporting the mission of Vets as CEO.
Yeah, excellent. So you brought up a friction point for us, and it's one thing we're kind of exploring right now. You know, I just joined on to Vet to CEO over the summer. I took the course myself, and because I just wanted to see if I was going to be its executive director, the power of it. But one of the things we do struggle with is not every veteran is an entrepreneur, and you know, our vetting process is pretty simple right now. If you're a veteran or a service member, you're in, right? You get on the website, you fill out what, you know, your ID is and what your background. So we, you know, we're able to ensure that you're a service member and then, you know, you can be on the team. What we're wanting to do to take that is to say, okay, Robin, you're coming out of the service. Well, let's get you, you know, what's your core purpose and passion is? What drives you as a person? What makes you tick? And get to that in terms of who you are instead of just what you want to do. And then maybe in there somewhere, we're able to determine, okay, yeah, you've got entrepreneur written all over you. Or I'm not hearing entrepreneur. We're not seeing that, you know, in your assessment. So it doesn't mean you can't do it, but there's going to be these obstacles in the way of, you know, getting to that place. And so this isn't about putting our hand up and saying, no, it's really about getting them on a different path that might take them to that same of entrepreneurship. And so that's really where we want to do some growth. On the left side of the course is doing some better vetting of veterans as they get in there. And if we can't help them, getting them into a track perhaps that might benefit them. I think that gets to a portion of your question. Help me get the rest of it.
Yeah, so, and that's great because there is, when you're first transitioning out especially, there are a lot of things you have to think about and just consider. So it's great that you're going down the path of, okay, I have an idea, but it's not fully baked, to, oh yeah, I've already fully baked something, but I just need a little bit more assistance. So there are two tracks. I can see. So that's awesome. So tell the listeners how they can get involved in supporting the mission of that CEO.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Okay. My memory's short here, so thanks.
No worries.
The website is vettoceo.org, vettoceo.org. You can get on there, register for the course. We also have a sponsor link where we've got some great partners. Our partners are Bank of America, Street Shares, that have been helpful to us in terms of funding what it is we need to do. So I mean, anybody can get on there and be a sponsor and support the program, you know, through donations or things like that. And then, you know, we love partnerships where there's an opportunity to team up with somebody where we can benefit them, they can benefit us, all for the same end state, because, you know, every one of us wants to put on our grave that we help the veteran get to a better place and they're fulfilled. It's not about who gets the credit.
Sure.
But yeah, there's a link on there for sponsorship in terms of how you can get involved. And, you know, you can take the course. We had some great partners with Bank of America came down and went to the course with us. And we spent a long time and got a nice grant for them from them, which helps us, you know, get done what we need to do. And we're going to do a kickoff event or something like that, probably early spring, because we got a bunch of new initiatives we want to announce. We're looking at a separate website, a kind of a chat room or a place where veterans can occupy, you know, different rooms and connect with others, and a variety of other things, apprenticeship and companies. So we're working those right now. We kind of want to announce that and build up, you know, boost up participation and seek some sponsorship over the summer.
That's great. I'll look forward to getting more information about that. So we'll switch gears a little bit. Tell us about your book on leadership and your next project on veteran transition and what you see as the biggest hurdle for service members transitioning.
Yeah. So I, had never written a book before, obviously, you know, in the military, you're just always really busy. I thought I was a good writer. And, you know, one thing I learned when I retired from the Army is they don't let you keep your staff. And so it was just me by myself, right? And that's one of the obstacles with entrepreneurship. When you think about a warrior out there, you think, you know, one of the articles I wrote is why veterans are terrified of entrepreneurship. And it sounds like an oxymoron, right? Because we're brave. We go forward into harm's way.
Sure.
But what we're emboldened by, that buddy system, we can reach out and touch our buddies left and right. There's this massive network behind us of medevac helicopters and artillery and Air Force aircraft and people that will come to our aid, which emboldens us to do what we do. And entrepreneurship, you're by yourself. You're all alone. And it's a very scary and different environment going in there. And that's a massive obstacle that we're trying to help through mentorship and being a part of a tribe. But anyway, when I got out, you know, I spent that time reflecting and I had really great successes in my last unit, 1st Brigade of the 101st with leadership. And I really want to talk about that and share that with others. Because I knew in the business world, they don't get a lot of leader development. There's not a lot of leadership. There's no leadership training or education in a lot of the college curriculum and business courses. You go through an MBA, you're not going to get anything in leadership. Yet, you might go into an organization, be a rock star in finance. Next thing you know, you're in charge of the finance department. And you fail miserably because you said there's that lack there. So I wanted to tell the story, but I wanted to make the book very useful to business leaders where they could keep it on their desk and reference it from time to time. There's some links in there to my website, robcampbellleadership.com, which take you to different products like how to create intent, how to do a vision session, how to measure the desires of your people, all the different things I talk about in my book. So it's been a lot of fun. It's up on Amazon. It's on my website. Getting it out there, promoting it, talking about it, and teaching from it. It's been a ball. So like I said, I got back into the veteran space and I've been talking a lot about the transition and looking hard at things that have occurred and what goes on when you get out and just kind of wrestling with my own journey and looking at others and talking to others. It's very similar experiences like yours too. And I enjoy writing, right? So I thought I'd get some thoughts down and man, I just got going on this thing and it was a great journey. I talk about in the book, really, it's not a workbook or a step-by-step process on how to retire or transition. It's more of, it's a bit of a memoir, but it's also a bit of a guide and perspective and philosophy on, okay, what do you do about disability? Or how do you even tell the military that you're finished and it's time for you to go, right? What is it like out there in this big, wide world? Because we live in these very small, isolated communities in the military. So I wanted to just talk to the reader in that respect, because when I transitioned, there was nothing there for me to reference other than talking to other people. It would have been neat to have a book like this to say, ah, okay, that's how he did it. Well, you know what? I'm going to use some of that and create my own process and go forth and do that. And, you know, maybe my transition is better informed. So I got all that in the book and it's in production right now. It'll be on the shelves and March or April of 2020. So I'm really excited about it. Built out a huge LinkedIn network of over 18,000 people. Very big. So if you go to Rob Campbell Leadership on LinkedIn, you'll find me there. And it's a great place to connect. And gosh, I'm talking to dozens of veterans all the time about their transition and what's going on and giving them some guidance.
That's a wonderful. So you touched on something I want to talk a bit about. Is the whole idea of entrepreneurship being alone and veterans, it is terrifying. Nobody ever said anything like that before around how when the military you are emboldened by this team and your unit around you, so you go forth to do your job and you know that you've got this network, but as a civilian and as an entrepreneur, it feels very much alone, like you're doing everything by yourself, and that can be very scary. I personally can connect to that as well. So thank you for bringing that up, because I don't think anybody's ever really talked in those terms about how that, you know, feels as a veteran and an entrepreneur. So that's awesome. Congratulations on the books. It's really a great piece, and I look forward to the next one coming out. Rob, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for continuing to serve our veteran community. We appreciate you sharing these great insights with us today. We wish you much continued success on all your leadership, your books, and also Vet to CEO as that continues to grow. I see great potential there and things that, that will happen with that organization. Listeners, for more information on the Vet to CEO program, as Rob mentioned, or to enroll, please visit their website at www.vettoceo.org. And for more information on Veterans Ascend or to sign up today, please visit our website at www.veteransascend.com. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day.